This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
I'm going to share a story, and if anyone listening has a similar story, I feel like it could be quite niche, or how my dad calls it, niche. That's like, oh yeah, it just seemed a bit niche to me. It's niche, Dad. Anyway, so I got myself an injury Dad. While I was sleeping. Now, I don't know how this happened, but I woke up with a really inflamed wrist. I don't know how I did it. I must have rolled over in the middle of the night.
You got a bit of dead arm, mate.
I sleep on my back, right? That's how I fall asleep. Some people sleep on their stomach. So I can't figure out how I could have landed on my wrist, but I woke up and I had a sore wrist. I couldn't really even move it. I thought, how am I going to panel this show?
Did you think that, mate?
That's the first thing I thought of. I thought, Dale panelling, woohoo! But that would never happen because I'm too good.
Who cares about your panelling, mate?
I know, no one cares. So I injured myself during my sleep. I would love to know if anybody else listening has woken up with an injury. Because it's not the time you should be injuring yourself because you don't know what you're doing.
You spend most of your time asleep.
A lot of my time.
So it's likely that if you are going to have an injury, it has to happen when you're asleep because you're not awake very much.
But you're not really doing much physical activity when you're sleeping, so I don't really know how I could have hurt it. Anyway, I'm fine, guys. Don't worry about it.
Is it still a bit dead?
No, it's still a bit sore. I can only really move it like a little bit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
you okay?
Whatever, mate. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm looking for stories. 13, 24, 10. If anybody listening has injured themselves while they've been sleeping.
You get a sore wrist.
Oh, let's move on.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
I just shared a story about injuring myself while I was sleeping. I woke up with a bung wrist. Mm. I don't know how I did it. And I just thought that was weird because I thought, you know, I thought that not many people would injure themselves in their sleep. Oh, how I was wrong.
Yes.
Phones have lit up, guys. Let's get some calls going. Beck in Selix Beach. Good morning.
Morning.
Beck, what happened?
I woke up and popped a rib.
Boo.
Okay, good.
Oh, darling, how did you do that?
I was asleep. I had to get up for the toilet and then it just popped.
And
it was like the pain was excruciating. Worse than labour pain.
Wow. How do you know you popped the rib? Do you hear a sound or how does it work?
No, I didn't hear a sound. You just had the pain and then you couldn't breathe without sharp pains in your lungs.
And then
I went to the car and she told me I popped a rib.
Wow.
Did they put it back?
She did put it back in.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing either.
No, I didn't know that either.
Thank you, though.
Popping ribs.
Cozzy.
Popping ribs.
Oh, South Hollywood, Cozzy. Morning.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Oh, how are you?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. What are you doing with your day today?
Oh, not too bad. Just going to work.
Oh, yeah? Hey, why are you here?
Yeah.
Have you got a story about injuring yourself when you sleep?
Yeah, I injured myself, really. It was pretty crazy.
What happened?
Hang on. Cozzy, turn down your radio.
What's that, sorry?
Yeah. Can you turn down your radio in the background?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, geez.
No worries.
It's funny when that happens. It's so funny. What happened?
Sorry, I was asleep, right? When I wake up, start my day off, the healthy, you know. Uh-huh. I wake up, I fell asleep on my arm. It was extremely dead. I couldn't even move it. I'd start punching it and all. Like, it was crazy.
Oh, you still wake up with a dead arm. Okay, yeah.
I mean, same as you, like, Shane.
Yeah, same as me.
Same as you both woke up with dead arms. Mm. What a massive
coincidence.
It's a massive coincidence. And then what happened?
We moved on. We're going to Sam, who's ranked through on 13, 24, 10. He's got a story for us. Sam, what happened?
Hi.
Hi, Sam.
Hi. What happened in your sleep, Sam?
Well, I gave myself a mental injury.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
Yeah. Well, basically, I was having a dream, and I dreamed that there was a spider crawling up my arm, and I don't like them very much.
No.
And in my dream, I kept trying to brush it off, and it kept crawling higher and higher, and then it was on my face in my dream, and then it went in my mouth in my dream, and then I woke myself up coughing. And I coughed up three legs onto the pillow, and they were wriggling. And I still haven't got over it 20 years later. I'm like, emotionally mental.
They were still wriggling. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, that is the best story. Thank you.
I went to full shock.
Oh, I'm never sleeping again.
Oh, never sleeping again either.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Good morning. It is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova. It is time right now, guys, to get the quiz going.
It's Quizmas. It's Quizmas time.
So cool. 13, 24, 10. You could win a prize at the end.
It's Quizmas.
it's Christmas time. So...
Can I just say it's not Christmas time because my kids apparently in the car every time they hear that think it's Christmas time.
Oh, that's nice.
It's Christmas.
All right, well, Dylan Lewis is Quizmaster today. It's Hayley Pearson versus Shane Lowe. And the theme, that is Dylan Lewis Quizmaster.
Throwback.
Sure.
Oh, yes, it's Thursday.
That's what we do on a Thursday. We invented that here at Nova.
You sure did.
Okay, well, Melissa is backing in Hayley Pearson this morning.
Oh, hi, Melissa.
Wayno's rang through. He's going with Shane Lowe. I won't let you down, Wayno, unless I do. All right. Are we ready to get into this?
Yeah.
Shane Lowe.
Hi. Oh, you're doing first and last name.
Yeah.
Hayley.
All right. Your buzzer's working. That's good.
Yeah. All right.
Where's my introduction?
Oh, I didn't know you wanted it.
We don't do the introduction
anymore,
do we, guys?
Yeah, no, we're so past that because all you do is go Dylan Lewis.
Yeah.
I had a good one prepared.
Okay.
Did you really? Oh, I'm going to have to. Okay. All right. Please hold. Just talk amongst yourself, please. All right. Here we go. And now welcome your quiz master, Dylan Lewis.
And now welcome your quiz master, Dylan Lewis.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Question one. What was... You look at me so seriously, Shane. Look, you're trying to read my mind before the words fall out of my head. What was Bubble O' Bill's nose made of?
Bubble gum. Ding me. Thank you.
Question two.
Yes.
Which TV show was Ranger Stacy?
Shane.
Hayley.
It's Cartoon Connection, wasn't it?
No.
Wasn't she on Cartoon?
No, it was Totally Wild.
Correct, Hayley, 1 point each.
Hang on, but wasn't it? Okay.
Yes.
Next question.
Yes.
Question three. Tony Modra turned 48 yesterday. Which Adelaide football team?
Shane.
Crows.
Ding me.
You ding yourself, mate. I don't know why you say ding.
I love digging myself.
Modra. He surfs down the coast every weekend, apparently.
Good fact.
Maybe not every weekend, but, you know, he's down there.
Another point for Hayley.
Thank you.
What?
What was the name of the small handheld Japanese device that you had to keep...
Shane,
Hayley.
Tamagotchi, I've won. Yes.
Oh, damn it! You're the only one clapping.
Shane. You know, sometimes it's a curse having a massive brain.
Turn it off, mate!
What? Turn what off?
We get it. You victory ooh, music.
Oh, that is gross.
What are you doing?
That's what you do every time.
Never
you
do
win.
That again, James.
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
No, you do that.
And you tie your shirt up into a midriff and you wiggle your hips around. It's gross. Wayne, you've won. You're going to WOMAD. Well done, mate.
Where are Wayne?
Thank Wayne-o. You, Shane. There you go, guys. The quiz. Back tomorrow on the show.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
So check this out. There's a lady and she's gone into a shop, into an offie in the UK, and she's seen a 20 quid note just sitting there on the freezer and she's gone, mine, finders keepers, losers weepers. And she's pocketed it. She's gone. She's left. Next minute, dude rolls in on his wheelchair and goes, where's my money? I've lost it. Mm. And they've gone, I don't know. Where did you lose it? It's in here somewhere. Where is it? They've gone to the CCTV footage.
Yep.
And they've seen the old mate picking it up and pocketing it. Then they've found her and they've said, did you take it? She said, no. And they've gone, yeah, but we've got you on camera. And she's going, oh, yes, I did take it. She's been fined $283.
Yeah, okay.
And she has to stay out of trouble for 6 months. It's a massive amount of over-policing going on there. So she should have just been given a warning, clearly. Yeah. But she's got in trouble. Mm. She got in trouble from the law. Mm. For finding £20 and keeping it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't... I never thought that... I didn't know. I guess in an offie, in a shop, maybe you should give it to the shopkeeper.
Totally.
Who would then pretend that, oh, yes, thank you, I'll hand that to someone. Then they'd keep it themselves. Like, how do you win? I mean, you just hope that you're not on CCTV. I've never... If you find things, you don't hand them in, do you? Does one? Should you?
Well, yeah, it depends what it is. If it's
like, if you find a wallet...
Yeah. No, you keep...
You take the money.
You are the worst. Car keys are something you hand in, of course, because you can't.
You can try all the cars in the car park.
Exactly. But
of course you hand it in.
So this person found a $20 note. What we want to ask you right now?
Pounds
notes. I don't know how it works over there. It's strange. So we want to get this going right now, guys.
Lost and found, yeah. It's lost and found, yeah. Lost and found. It's lost and found.
I don't want to know what you lost. Just want to know what you found.
Yeah, but that means somebody lost it, so it still makes sense, that intro.
13, 24, 10, what have you found?
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
What have you found?
Lost and found, yeah. It's lost and found, yeah. Lost and found. It's lost and found.
Shannon, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. So when IKEA first opened, everyone was going in there trialling furniture and everything, as did me and my husband. And I lied down on one of the beds and I found a bum bag. And I opened it up and there was literally a roll of cash. And it would have been, I estimate, a good $5,000 to $6,000. And without thinking about it, I handed it in to IKEA staff. And to this day, I
regret it.
I hope they were legit.
Yeah, wow.
Did the right thing.
Wow.
Why did you hand it in? I mean, no, it's good. It's good that you handed it in.
Yeah. I mean, well done, Shannon. That's a lot of Malm furniture you could have bought.
No, yeah. Assembled yourself.
It's a lot of anything I could have bought. I'm out of debt.
Shannon. Well,
thank you, Shannon.
We live and learn from our mistakes, don't we?
Jess has also rung through. She's found something. Jess, what did you find?
So this is going back to primary school when I was in year 7. Yeah. I found a dollar coin on the school oval.
Whoa.
And I was just so concerned for the person who had lost it, so I handed it into the office.
Oh, yes. That is adorable. And did they find the owner?
Well, they actually said to me, oh, that's such a nice thing. If it hasn't been found within 2 days, you can come back and keep it. So I went back after 2 days and they're just like, oh, we don't have a coin or anything. I don't know what's going on.
Oh.
What? Dirty teachers took it.
Yeah, they went and bought
it. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, no, the principal went and bought another jelly cup, I reckon, with your dollar or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jess.
Tuck shop.
I'm just getting a text from Kale Storm. Kale, of course, does mornings here at Nova. I found a $100 note in Glenelg shops. I waited for 20 minutes standing there to see if anyone came back to claim it. Left my number with the shops without telling them the amount found. Good idea. No one claimed it. Got home, realised it was two $100 notes stuck together. Can't talk, but feel to share. Thank you, Kale. There you go. Kale.
Yeah, don't read that. But
oh, sorry. Kiss, kiss, love, love, which is nice from Kale too. Emoji.
Thanks, Kale's talk.
Annie, hi.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Annie. What'd you find?
Well, we found $50 at the ATM when we walked into the local hotel. obviously, if you ask anyone who it's going to be, it's going to be everyone. So, yeah. So we had to shout the bar.
Oh, that's a nice thing to do. Good on you, Annie.
Oh, nice, yeah. Annie. Okay,
no,
that's
worries.
Nice. Yeah, there you go. I see everyone's really nice and handed it back.
Except I wouldn't. No one here would.
I would.
Why were you so bad?
I would.
Would you?
Yeah, definitely. There's no way I'd keep other people's money. Let's get it.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
Here's what you're waking up to today.
Oh, it's getting a shake-up in the marketplace, guys. Kmart, Target, Big W, all our favourite stores. Mm. I've got a competitor coming in from America. TJ Maxx is apparently going to hit the shores, opening about 35 stores around the place. And they've got this thing where they get new stock in all the time, and it's... And so when you go there, you go, oh, God, this might not be here next week. I better get it now. So sales are going to go through the roof. Everyone's going to love it. And I will be shopping there a lot.
TJ Maxx. Okay.
Yeah. They're good. They're good.
I'm just talking about Leo DiCaprio. Because before the Oscars happened, guys, Leo decided he needed some eyebrow work.
Oh, yeah.
As you do.
Yep.
So what he did is he flew over. Just made it through high school. He flew over in a plane, his eyebrow stylist from Australia. Spent a lot of money on this. Mm. And he got the Brow Wow package.
Right.
Brow Wow package includes an eyelash tint as well as some glycolic-infused collagen eye treatment plus a full-heated paraffin. Paraffin? Paraffin hand treatment.
Paraffin.
Followed by a light eye makeup application.
Yuck.
He flew someone over from Australia to do his eyebrows for the Oscars.
So he's the greatest eyebrow specialist from Australia the world.
But I mean, you can't tell he's had any eyebrow work.
Well, that's the idea. You want to look like you haven't had anything done.
Oh, but I mean, guys don't get their eyebrows done, do they?
Oh, I never have.
Yeah.
My barber offered it. He goes, you want me to fix that up? And I'm like, nah!
Yeah.
Get away!
Yeah, you don't want to get the weird kind of, the really trimmed, the kind
I don't like the overly grimmed man eyebrow. Mm. Do people do it? I think people do it.
I don't know. Well, if anyone listening, if a guy's listening, get your eyebrows done. We're not going to judge you.
Yes, we are.
Well, Dylan will. I just find it really interesting. Do any men get their eyebrows done? Feel free to ring through. 13, 20, 14.
If you're a good caller, you might win a meat tray.
The old bribery, guys.
Browberry.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Morning, it is Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson on Nova. And right now, time for...
Dylan's Life Hacks, which are boring but useful.
It's everyone's favourite segment, guys. I get so much great feedback about this.
Do you? Like what?
Like the other day, my wife said, my toothbrush holder is dirty. And I said, well, why don't you remember the life hack that I taught you? And she said, yeah, I haven't got time for that. Anyway, today's one is a great idea. And it's a double whammy today. I'm going to double dose you all with some dishwasher tips.
Oh, okay? Yeah, good.
First tip, it sounds obvious, but a lot of people fail to do it. Make sure you rinse all your plates before you put them in the dishwasher. That way, the filter doesn't get filled up with crud. You don't have to clean it as often, and you get sparkly, shiny plates and dishes and glasses every single load. And that's a great way to just exist. And the other thing is, when you put your plates in, a lot of people go, oh, but my plate's too big to put in when I put it in facing the middle, like yeah. I've been taught to do. Try facing it the other way, and often it will fit better. Cheers.
Dylan's life hacks, which are boring but useful.
I know, guys. You're so impressed.
For more Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.